We're on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, four lines up from the bottom. Mai Ika Bein Hani Tanoi Lahani Tanoi Demas Nisa. What is the difference between the Machlokes Tanoim in the Brisa, which is recorded as a Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Agli and Rabbi Akiva, and the Machlokes as recorded in the Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? So before we start, let's just give a quick overview. What we do know is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Es Haroi Le'ishim, only that which is burnt on the Mizbeach, whereas Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah is of the opinion that there's a din of Mizbeach Makadish for all that's royal Mizbeach, even if it's not royal Ishin. That's as far as the Mishnah is concerned. As far as the Brice is concerned, what we know is the following. We have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili emphasizes kvasim, and the din of Mizbeach Makadosh applies to anything similar to kvasim, and that's going to exclude ofos. And Rabbi Akiva says ola, which means anything that's roy as an ola on the Mizbeach, including ofos. And then we have the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh anything that is Ba Machmas Atzma. So according to the Tanoim in the Brisa, the Mizbeach would not be Mekadesh a Korban Mincha because it's not Dumya the Kvasim, or it's not even Dumya the Ofos. And now the Gemara wants to analyze all the nuances of differences and the practical differences in terms of the scope, the extent to which we apply the principle of a Mizbeach Mekadesh in Psulim between the various Tanoim. And the Gemara quotes Rav Papa. So we're now on the bottom of Pei Gimel Amid Beis, three lines up from the bottom. Om Rav Papa. Kmatzim, we're talking about a Karba Mincha, so it's a Kmitzov Min HaMincha. Shekadshu b'kli shareis, after they place the kovetz into the kli shareis, ike beinayim, this is going to be the nafkamina between the various tanoim in the Mishnah and the tanoim in the Braisa. L'tanoi didan lo yeredu. According to the tanoim in our Mishnah, that's from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, then the principle of Mizbeach Makadesh im Olu Lo Yeredu will apply even to Kmatzin. Why? Because whether you hold that you need royal Ishim, or whether you hold you need royal Mizbeach in a more general sense, Mimanafshach, Kmatzin in the Mincha is included. But L'Tanoi Demas Nisa, according to the Tanoim of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, Yerdu, because anything that grows from the ground is not included neither in Kvasim nor in Ola. Reish Lakish adds another bunch of dinim. And Reish Lakish says, Mincha haba b'fnei atzma, l'divrei kulam, according to all the Tanoim and Mishnah, meaning Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and even Rabbi Shimon, is lo tered. It means that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. So we're talking about a case of a nedava, where a person offered to bring a Minchas Nesachim. Normally, a Minchas Nesachim is an accompaniment to a Karban, to Karban Mincha, but this man took it upon himself to bring a minchas nedavim be nedava. The Gemara later on in Daf Pei Dalet is going to establish that you're allowed to do so. So then, according to the Tanoim and Mishnah, whether it's Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, or Rav Shimon, is the Mizbeach is Makadish. According to Rav Yeshua, the Mizbeach is Makadish because it's Roy L'Ishim. According to Rav Gamliel, it's Roy L'Mizbeach. According to Rav Shimon, since it's Bob Ifnei Atzma, it's not Machmas Dover Acher, therefore we apply the principle of Mizbeach Makadish. Aval, however, Lidivei Rabbi Yossi, I agree with Rabbi Akiva, when we get to the Braisa, Tered, the Mizbech is not Makadish, because they hold that the Mizbech is only Makadish, Behema, or Oaf, that's royal Karban Ola, but not Mincha. Then Rabbi Shlokish continues. And here we're on the top of Daf, Pei Dalet Omen Aleph. Mincha ba im azevach, the divrei Rav Gamliel v'Rav Yeshua lo teret. So we're leaving out Rav Shimon for the moment, and we're talking about a mincha ba min azevach, which is what we call the classical minchas nesachim, and it became posel, and it was all on the mizbeach, is lo teret, according to Rav Gamliel v'Rav Yeshua, because this mincha is Re'uya L'Mizbeach U'L'Ishim. It's burnt on the Mizbeach. But if we take Rabbi Shimon's position, then Rabbi Shimon holds that you need Ba'a Machmas Atzma, and this Mincha is Ba'a Mazevach, so there's no din of Mizbeach Makadish. Reish Lakish points out the very Kulam, meaning going to most Tanoim, that includes not just Rabbi Shimon, but even Rabbi Yossi Agluli and Rabbi Akiva and the Price at Tered, because there's no din of Mizbeach Makadesh unless it's a min ola or min kvasim. Then Reish Lakish continues, Nisachim, we're talking about Yayin, Habo b'fnei Atzman, if a person takes upon himself an adava to bring Nisachim l'Mizbeach, and this is a sugi menachos, daf kuf dalet amid at beis, that a person could be misnadev Yayin, just plain Yayin, l'Mizbeach, is l'divrei kulan, according to most Tanoim, yerdu. Why? Well, we can understand, according to Rabbi Yeshua, why it's yerdu, because Rabbi Yeshua says you need ishim, and in this case, nisachim is not ishim mizbeach, but rather it's nishpachim. It's poured over the Sfalim. According to Rabbi Yossi Agli and Rabbi Akiva, it's not a min ola. It's not kvasim, and it's not similar to an oaf, an ola. However, l'divrei Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon lo yerd, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says if it's ba machmas atzma, bifnei atzma, then the mizbeach is makadish. Here he took a nedava to bring yayin bifnei atzma. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, since it's royal mizbeach, therefore it is im olu lo yeridu. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, this is a case where it's not royal ishim, and that would be the machlokas between him and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says you need royal mizbeach, but Rabbi Yeshua holds you need royal ishim. And Yayin is not royally Ishim. So there's a very important chiddush here of the Rashash. The Rashash says that this sugya does not seem to work out according to Shmuel. Shmuel later on in Daf Tzadi Aleph is going to claim that if a person takes an adav of Nesachim, of Yayin Levadam, is what do you do with the Yayin? Mizal fam al gabi ha'ishim. That's the whole sugya of Kibui and Dover Shein Miskavim, but in any event, you pour the yayin onto the H. Now, if so, then even according to Rabbi Yeshua, this is royally Ishim. And the Rashash adds that later on the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Reish Lakish, because we're almost coming to that in a minute, Pshita. And Lechora, you can answer the question, it's not Pshita, because the Chiddush of Reish Lakish said we don't pass in like Shmuel, but we're going to paskin that the yayin that's coming b'nedov is not to be poured on the esh, but into the svalim. Now the Sfasemis wants to suggest that it's possible that Shmuel be modeh that if a person declared that he's bringing yayin l'nesachim, that in that case the nesachim is al gabi ha'ishim, is al gabi ha'shitin, not al gabi ha'ishim. He wasn't just misnaliv yayin stam, but he said yayin l'nesachim, and nisuch means al gabi ha'shitin. So it means we could have a hechatim to it. Even Shmuel agrees that nesachim will be poured on shitim and not on ishim, and therefore the din would be, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not roi le'ishim, and therefore it's im olu yeridu. It's interesting that other achronim want to go a step further and say that Shmuel holds that yayin is le'esh, le'ishim, but that's only if they're kosher. Here we're talking about nesachim psulim, and Shmuel would agree that you don't pour them on the ishim. Let's go on to Reish Lakish. Nesachim aboyim imazevach. If the nesachim come with the zevach, they're accompanying the zevach. So he's bringing a carbon together with nesachim. L'divrei kulam yeridu. Here we don't apply the principle of mizbeach makadesh. And why is that? Well, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enom roi le'ishim, because nesachim are poured on the svalim. According to Rabbi Shimon, because it's not bo machbas atzma. According to Rabbi Yossi Agli and Rabbi Akiva, it's because it's not min kvasim or min ola. However, l'divrei Rav Gamliel l'chudei, there is one Tana who would say that im olu lo yeridu in the case of nesachim aboyim ma'azevach. That's Rav Gamliel, because Rav Gamliel only requires roi l'mizbeach. And even though it's not roi l'ishim, but it's roi l'mizbeach. And even if it's not bo machmas atzmo, and even if it's not dumya, it's not similar to kvasim or ta'ola, we still apply the principle of mizbeach makadish. Now, after this whole long presentation of Reish Lakish, the Gemara asks Pshita. We know that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mizbech is Makadish, that which is royal Ish. And we know that according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Mizbech is Makadish, that which is royal Mizbech. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's got to be a Dabra Bamachas Matzma. According to the Tanoim and the Braisa, it's only Makadish, something that's Dumya de Kvasim Uli Ola, but not Mincha. So why did Reish Lakish have to teach me this whole thing? Is it just a review and a way of so to speak forcing us to remember it? So Gemara says the following: what's the chiddush of Reish Lakish? The din of mincha abav b'fnei atzma itzrich le. There's a chiddush here in the case of mincha abav b'fnei atzma, that a person can take upon himself b'nedava to bring a mincha that's kolil, that's completely burnt on the mizbeach, and it's brought alone, and it's not accompanying any zevach. Ukidarava, and this would reflect the sheet of Rav, the Yom Rav Misnadiv Oda Minchas Nesachim Bechol Yom. A person could take upon himself an adava on any day of the year to bring a Minchas Nesachim, which is completely burnt on the mizbeach, even if he doesn't bring a zevach. And that's a chiddush, because within the constellation of a korban mincha, we don't find that a mincha is kulei kolil. And a mincha is ba machmas hazevach. However, if this person explicated, he formulated beferish, that his desire is to bring a mincha like this one, bifnei atzma rasha, he can do so. So the Gemara asks the following question: v'nashmeinu k'derava, why didn't Reish Lakish just tell me, or shall we say reiterate, Rava's principle that a person could be misnadev minchas nesachim, which is ba bifnei atzma? Why do you have to tell me about the din of mizbeach makadish? Tell me about the basic din, the fundamental halacha of misnadev. So because of this question, the Gemara now reinterprets the Chiddush of Reish Lakish, sort of removing its original presentation. What is the Chiddush of Reish Lakish? The din of Nisachim Aboyim HaZevach Yitzvichle. On the contrary, we have a question about the case of classical Nisachim that comes in accompaniment with a Zevach. Why? And now we're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says he only said Mizbeach Mekadesh Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmo, but we're not sure in all necessarily that it's so that in all cases of Nisachim and Mazevach it's Ba Machmas HaZevach. Maybe it's Ba B'fnei Atzmo. And what's the case? Kigon, for example, to call Makariv Lehu Lemachar Uliyoma Liyomachar. He brings the Zevach today, and he brings in the Sochim tomorrow or a different day. Biyomachrino. And the halacha is that a person could bring a carbon today and then a Sochim tomorrow. Is Salkadat coming? I would think in this particular scenario, hold Yomar Mar. Since we have a statement back on Daf Ches that based on the Pasuk, and we'll read the Pasuk of Midbar Chavtes, it says, with regard to Chag HaSukkos, Min Chosa, Min Iskeyem, and we dash him in his Min Chosa, Min Iskeyem, Balayla, Min Chosa, Min Iskeyem, Lemachar, which tells me that he can bring the Nesachim tomorrow. He doesn't have to bring it on the same day simultaneously together with the Mincha. So therefore, if a person brings the carbon today and he brings the Nesachim tomorrow, then we would have said, this is our Salkadai Techadmina, that these Nechasim are Bom Achmas Atzmo, and Nechasim are Bom Fnei Atzmo Dami. And therefore, if Shimu be Mod in this case, then Olu Lo Yerdu. So in other words, when Rabbi Shimon says, in the case of Nesachim Yerdu, that's in a case who is Mekadish Nebekli Shoreis at the time that Krovas HaZevach. In such a case, once he was Makadish in a Sochim, in a Klishores, then he's not allowed to be Mashit until the next day. That would be a Psul of Lina. So that for sure is Nesachim Haboim Machmas HaZevach. But here's a case where they weren't Makadish in a Sochim, in a Klishores, and he could bring the Nesachim tomorrow. So the Havmina would be in this case that Rav Shimon would agree that him olu lo yeredu, and it's considered bob of Nayatzma. Kamashma lon Reish Lakish wants to tell me the chiddush that all nesachim that come to accompany a zevach, and as the mechayiv of the nesachim was the zevach itself, according to Rav Shimon, there's no din of mizbeach makadshim if they became pasul. Even if he brings the nesachim leacher zman, it doesn't matter. It's part of the zevach. It's bob machmas hazevach. It's not a separate, independent Kiyum of Nesachim. There's a hari here from the Keren Ora. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Chiddush is dafka in the case of Nesachim Aboyim HaZevach. Even in the case of a Mincha Aboyim HaZevach, there also we have a Mincha that he could bring after many days. So that's another case where we have the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. And this brings us to the Mishnah here on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. This Mishnah is going to go into detail about categorizing different psulim lemizbeach. In some cases, the mizbeach is makadish. In some cases, it's not makadish. And the Mishnah starts by saying, "Elu the following psulim olu lo yerdu." You know, the mizbeach is makadish. And then we're going to get to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going to add a whole bunch of categories of psulim where there's no din of him olu lo yerdu, where the mizbeach does not have the ability to be makadish. But here's the first list in our Mishnah of psulim where the mizbeach is makadish and therefore olu lo yerdu. Number one, we have halon. So lina means that the carbon was left overnight outside the mizbeach, and here we're referring, Rashi says, both to dam and to emurim. Rashi earlier in the Masechta says lon bisra, chutz le mizbeach, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the Mizbeach is not Makadesh Dam because it's not royally Ishim, we're going to have to interpret that this Mishnah is referring to a Murim and not to Dam. So when Rashi says Bein Dam Ubein Imurim, that does not reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. It could reflect the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that Mizbeach is Makadesh Kol Haroi Lalos Olav, and that includes Dam. But Rashi's comment would not reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that Mizbeach is only Makadesh Roi Leishim to the exclusion of Dam. Then we have Yotze. Vayotze means it left the environs of the Azara. Rashi says Hayotze Shiyotze Bisra, that the Basar was taken out of the Azara. Rashi doesn't mention anything about the Dam. And the reason for that is because that's going to be the Machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that we're about to learn. Rabbi Yehuda has three cases where Im Olu Yeredu, and one of those three cases is going to be Yotza Dama Chutz L'Kloin. So at this point, Rashi wants to interpret the Mishnah in such a way that can reflect even the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Yotze is a reference to Basar and not to Dam. And that's because the first part of the Mishnah is what we call a Stoma. However, there are other Achronim who would broaden the definition of Yotze to include not only Basar but also Dam, because they hold that the Stam Mishnah here of the Tanakama is against Rabbi Yehuda, but rather reflects the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, which means that both in the case of Emurim or the Basar and in the case of the Dam, if it's Yotza, the Psul Yotze, we still apply the principle of Im Olu Lo Yered. The Rama, by the way, passes La Loch like Rabbi Yehuda, even though, according to those Achronim, this Mishnah is what you call a Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda, if we assume it refers here not only to Basar but also to Dam. And the reason for that is because we have a principle called Stam V'Akachach Machlokes, and that undermines the validity of a Stam Mishnah. Now we go on to the case of Tameh. Tameh means that the carbon became Tameh, that's the psul here, and Im Olu Lo Yeredu. Now, here we should point out that even in the case of a carbon yachid, where there's no din of tzitz meratza, nevertheless we apply the principle of Olu Lo Yered. Im Olu Lo Yered, again, if you're talking about a carbon tzibur, then we have a principle of tzitz meratza, so that we're going to understand the Kiddush HaMizbeach very well. But the Kiddush is that within the constellation of Tmeim, since we have Tzitz Meratza in some cases of Tumah, that's enough to find a Hechsher of this Tumah and Im Olu Lo Yered. Now we have the case of Nishchat Chutz L'Zmano or Chutz L'Mkomo. In other words, let's say the Shechita is done al menas with the mindset of being Zorik the Dam or being Maktad Murim or eating the Baso, Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mkomo. There too, we're going to apply the principle of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. And Kiblu Shekiblu Psulim V'Zarku Es Domo. There was a Kabbalah Saddam by a Kohen who was an apostle. We're not talking about a Zar here. Or alternatively, the Zrika Saddam was done by a Kohen who was apostle. And in such a case, the Mizbeach is Mekadishim Olu Lo Yeridu. Now, the Gemara later on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis is going to explain that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are certain psulim where we will apply Im Olu Lo Yeredu. For example, a tamei who's generally kosher, and that's because there is a heter for a kohen who's tamei to bring a carbon if it's a carbon tzibur in certain cases to mehuchel b'tzibur. But if we're talking about a apostle that has no heter b'makom acher, and he went ahead, he was makabel the dam or zorik the dam, then Rabbi Yehuda would say im olu yerdu. Now the Gemara, now the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda. Now, again, let's just emphasize that the Mishnah mentions kiblu psulim. It doesn't say shachtu psulim. And the reason for that is that we had a Mishnah earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph that kol psulim sheshachtu shchitas k'sher. And therefore, there's no psul in the carbon. We're talking about Karbana shenifsal. So shechita in the case of a apostle would not be relevant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has three categories of psulim where we do not apply, to which we do not apply the principle of imolu lo yeridu. The first category is nishchita, nishchat bal laila. If the shechita of the carbon took place at night. The second category is the nishpach doma ala karka. So he shechted the behema and the dam fell onto the karka. Again, the dam fell onto the karka after it was already received in a kli kibul. In a kli sharis, I mean to say. And finally, the third category is something mentioned on the side, that if we're talking about this second category of Rabbi Yehuda, the case of Nishpach Dama, and we're talking about Nishpach Dama after Kabbalah B'Kli Sharis, that has to be taken under advisement, because in that case I'm not exactly sure why the Dam is possible. Can't he just recollect the Dam? Let's take the other case of Niskabel So I think the simpler case would be to interpret this Mishnah as Nishpach Adam before Kabbalah B'Kli Sharis. That would be an absolute psul in the Dam, and then we'd have the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to whether or not we apply the principle of M'olu Yerdu or M'olu Lo Yerdu. If, on the other hand, the Nishpach Adam took place after the Kabbalah B'Kli Sharis, then I'm not sure why the Dam becomes possible. That's a Tzarech Eid. Let's just go on now to the third category, and that's the Yotza Dama Chutz L'Kloim. Yotza Dama Chutz L'Kloim means that the Dam went outside of the Azara. So again, we're not talking about the Basar that left the Azara, that was taken out of the Azara. When the Gemara will, Mirtz Hashem, analyze the Shita of Yehuda, we're going to have to figure out the difference between Basar Chutz and Dam Chutz. But in any event, in all these three cases, the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Olsa Teret, that there's no din of Mizbeach Mekadesh. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees only in these three cases. In all other cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah, he agrees that Mizbeach Mekadesh. Now, what's unique about these three cases? The Gemara on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis is going to address that question. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even in those three cases, Lo Terid. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Shepsulo Bakodesh, anything that became posel, we're going to soon see that means after it was brought into the Azara, it became posel. Rashi points it out here. Is then HaKodesh Mekablo, the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit. However, any carbon Shlohoya possible HaKodesh, it became possible before it entered into the Azor, ain't HaKodesh Mekablo. So that's the only exclusion here of Mizbeach Mekadesho in a case where the Psul took place before it entered into the Azor. But obviously, in all the cases that Rabbi Yehuda excluded from Mizbeach Mekadesh. Rabbi Shimon is going to say the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. Now Tosfos has a kasha here from the cases of Lo Haya Psula Bakodesh, which means that the psul predated the Knisa Lazara. For example, let's take the cases of Nirva or Rovea. Now, when did that Nirva happen? When did the Rovea happen? If it happened presumably before the animal reached the Azara, then Rav Shimon is saying there's no din of him also loterit. But Tosfos wants to know, what about a case of behemah that was nirva ba'azara? Let's say the revia took place in the azara. Should we then apply the principle of him ola teret? Because then it became a psula ba'kodesh? L'chore, that's a big chiddush. And psula ba'kodesh means the psul took place in the azara, not before the azara. The Tosfos is bothered by this, and therefore he suggests a different understanding of psula bakodesh, and he says that psula bakodesh means that the psul took place after shechita, and it was already a kiddush b'kli sharis. Ein psula bakodesh means that the psul took place before the kiddush in a kli sharis. Now this Shot of Tosfos is a little bit difficult. We have to work on this because Rabbi Shimon argues against Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Nishchat Balayla. Now, if the Shechita took place Balayla, then by definition, the Psul of this carbon takes place before Kiddush B'Kli Sharis, because the Shechita Laila is enough to pasul the carbon way even before the Kabbal B'Kli Sharis, which according to Tosfos' definition would be lo haya psula b'kodesh, because psula b'kodesh according to Tosfos means that the psul occurred after shechita and kiddush b'kli sharis, after the kabbalah b'kli sharis. So what we're going to have to say here is that Reb Shimon's formulation here, his contrast between psula b'kodesh and ein psula b'kodesh is not an explanation. It's not an asinus tam for the hechsher, but what he means to say is that we have a hechsher b'makom acher, and that refers to Eivarim u'Pedarim. So this is a long discussion in a sefer called Taras HaKodesh to try to understand the Mishnah of Reb Shimon and his argument against Reb Yehuda. According to Tosfos, that the difference between Psula Bakodesh and Ein Psula Bakodesh is whether or not the Psul took place before the Shechita or after the Shechita, meaning before Kabbalah Saddam, but Kli Sharis or afterwards. Now the Mishnah goes on to give us a category, an entire listing of Psulim, where everybody agrees that there's no Kiddush HaMizbeach and Imola Yerid. Elu shalohay psul bakodesh. So we're talking about cases where there was a psul before it entered into the azor. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat here, and if everybody agrees that the mizbech is not makadish, a rovea. Okay, you had a shor that was rovea to isha or nirva. You have a behemoth that was nirva leish. Mukta means it was designated as a carbon for avodah zor. Nevad means it was worshipped. Esnan means it was paid as chirus, as payment for a hired zona, as tashlumin. Mechir kelev means that it was exchanged, this animal was exchanged for a dog. Kelayim means it was born from two different species of animals, like for example a tayish with a rochel. Trefa means that the animal we discovered had one of the 18 simonit trefos. Trefos. Then we have Yotzei Dofen, all right, that's a sugya in itself. If the animal was not born through a normal birth channel, but rather it was taken out with a cesarean. Bali Mumin. And in all the above mentioned cases enumerated, these are ein psulim bekodesh, and therefore everybody agrees, even Reb Shimon, that im olu yerdu. The only machlokas we're going to have is about this last case mentioned, and that's Bali Mumin. Rabbi Akiva machshir Bali Mumin, meaning Rabbi Akiva is going to say that im olu lo yerdu in the case of Bali Mumin, and Tosus is going to interpret that everything that's mentioned in this Mishnah, Olu Yeredu, is in a case where there was a Maisak Dosha, he was Magdish the Karbon, and then it became Possel. If it became Possel before the Akdosha, then that's not a Chiddush of him, Olu Yeredu. The Chiddush here is that even though there was Akdosha and it was Kosher, but it became Possel after the Akdosha, before it was brought into the Azara, or before the Shechita and the Kabbal Saddam and the Klishores, im olu yerdu. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is going to disagree in the case of a Balmum. The Gemara later on in Daf Pehe is going to explain that Rabbi Akiva is machshir in the case of Dukim Sheba'ayin, which means that there's something very thin, a membrane that covers the eye, where in the case of Ophos, there is no such psul, and therefore Rabbi Akiva holds that even in the case of Behema, im olo lo tered, since in Ophos, in such a mum, it would be kosher lechatchila. Tosfos is going to have all suffik here about Rabbi Akiva, if he's machsher, even in other mumim that are ksher of the Ophos, or it's only limited to this case of Dukin Sheba Ayin. And, for example, you have something called Mechusar Ever, which is possible even in Oaf. In such case, Rabbi Akiva would agree that Im Ola Tered. And then finally we have Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim, who's famous for the sugi at the end of the first parak in Psochim, and it says there, Docha Hoya Abbas Bali Amumim Al Gabi Mizbeach, that my father was of the opinion that if a Balmum got onto the Mizbeach, we have to be morated from the Mizbeach, which basically means that he's paskaling like the Tanakama. Later on, the Gemara is going to offer one pshat that perhaps Reb Chanina Skan Kohanim, although he fundamentally accepts the sheet of the Tanakama, he has one variation, and that is that in the case of Bali Mumim, he doesn't want to just take it off the Mizbeach, you know, Bereish Goli as an act of Farhesia. That would be a bizayon to the Mizbeach, but rather he has to do it in a very indirect way, which we call Kalachar Yad. Now the Mishnah establishes the following principle, Kishem She'im Olu Lo Yerdu Kachim Yardu Lo Yalu. Now let's just translate the words of the Mishnah, but we have to interpret it. It says that to the same extent that if these psulim that were mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah got onto the Mizbech, then we leave them on the Mizbech, we do the Akhtara, that's called Mizbech Makadish. But in the same way, in the opposite, if let's say they were, you took them onto the Mizbech, but then you took it off to the Mizbech, then lo yalu, you don't bring them back to the Mizbech a second time. So I'm going to interpret this principle of the Mishnah in the light of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says the following, that just like the din of Im Olu Lo Yeredu applies only when he brought them onto the Mizbech in order to be Makadish them, and how do I know this? Because Kiddush Kli Shores requires Das, Ein Kli Shores Makadishim El Midas, so too, if he took it off the Mizbech, Lo Yalu, he doesn't bring it back onto the Mizbech. That only applies if he took them bechavana off the Mizbech. If it would fall off the Mizbech, then he'd be allowed to return them onto the Mizbech. That's the Kishem over here. Then the Mishnah says, V'kulam sha'olu chayim l'rosh ha'mizbech yeredu. The Mizbech cannot be mekadesh a behemah that's alive. That's how the Rambam interprets this. And we're talking about a behemoth which is possible Le'akrova, and it's all olam mizbeach. Again, this makes sense according to everything we've been saying, that the psul was chal after it got into the azara, or maybe even after the shechita. And the Mishnah reflects the shita Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who said that the mizbeach is mekadesh bali mumin. Again, in the case of bedukim sheba ayin. So the Mishnah now says that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the mizbeach is not mekadesh chayim, animals that are alive, but after shechita. So the Mishnah is really qualifying the extended arm or the broad scope of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that there is kiddush hamizbeach of psulim, meaning in the case of Ali Mumin, but the Mishnah is qualifying that. That's only after shechita. If he went in and he shechted the Baal Mum, but if the animal is still alive, then the Mishnah is not mekadesh them. And the Achronim here have a lot of trouble with this interpretation of the Mishnah, and the reason for that is because the Gemara that we're relying on, which later on says that we're talking after Shechita, that's only one opinion, but Ula disagrees, and therefore according to Ula we're talking about Sherim Sha'olu Chayim Al Gabi Mizbeach and Einam Mizbeach Makadsham, but im Olu Shchutim, even if it was before Zrika, then Lo Yerd. The Mishnah concludes by telling us the following: Ola, if you had an Ola Ksheira, Sha also Chayol Rosh HaMizbeach, then Tered, take this animal off the Mizbeach. Don't do shechita on the mizbeach. But if he went ahead and shechata b'rosh ha-mizbeach, yafshit v'yinatcha bimkoma, on top of the mizbeach. In other words, according to the Torah law, you're allowed to shecht an animal l'chatchilo on the rosh ha-mizbeach. The Chacham made a gzera that they shouldn't do so because it could be a bizayin to the mizbeach if tarbitz glolim. And the mechilta in Parshas Yisro quotes an opinion that holds that in a Torah you're not allowed to shecht a behema on top of the mizbeach. So it's possible that our Mishnah is reflecting that shita in the Mechilta, and we're not just talking about an Issa Drabbana, but we're talking about a Doraisa law, and therefore don't do the shechita al gabi mizbeach. Now he went ahead and he violated this Issa and he shechted this live Ola on the Mizbeach. He has to do Hafshata and Anituach to take off the skins and to dismember the limbs of the animal. And he should do this Bimkoma on the Mizbeach. This is based on a Sugya later on Daf Pehei. And the Chiddush is that there's Hefshet v'nituach b'rosh ha-Mizbeach. The Sfasema says that this din is formulated by a Mishnah in the case of Ola, meaning what kind of Ola? We're talking about an Ola Psula, and in such case, L'chatchila, we would take it down from the Mizbeach, but if he went ahead and he shechted it, Lo Tered. However, this the part of the Mishnah that says that Mafshita Umenatcha Bimkoma, that's not shaykh. If you're talking about a carbon posel doesn't have hefshet v'nituach. Let's take a look at the sugyas ha-gemara now to explain the machlok shin Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah Tanya. We learned in the Brice Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda has three mi'utim in the parashin Vayikra Vav of Torah Sa'ola. It says Zos Torah Ola He Ha Ola. So we have the word Zos as a mute. We have He as a mute, and we have Ha Ola as a mute. Hare Elu Shlosha Miutim, and each one of these miutim is going to exclude one of the categories that Rabbi Yehuda says is beyond the purview of the Mizbeach Makadesh. It's im Olu Yeridu. The first one is Prat Linishkata Balaila. The second one is Nishkata, excuse me, is Nishpach Dama. The dam fell on the karka. And the third is Yatza Dama B'chutz L'Kloim, that the dam went chutz. Shem also Terid. In all these three cases, the Torah went out of its way to exclude them for the din of Mizbeach Makadesh. And therefore, if the behemah went onto the Mizbeach, you have to bring it down from the Mizbeach. Now the reason for the mute in these three cases, and in only three cases, is because in these three cases the psul took place before the Zrikas Adam. The Gemara later on is going to spell this out, why we cannot exclude other categories where there was a psul that took place before Zrika. Like, for example, let's say the Shechit itself was done with the Machshavas Chutz Zmano. So obviously the psul was chal before Zrika, was in the Shechit itself. Or, for example, you might have a psul of Tameh. So the Gemara is going to have to reformulate Rabbi Yehuda in terms of psul sheyeshlo hechsher b'makom acher. And in these three cases, there's no hechsher b'makom acher. In other cases, like Tomei, for example, where there might be a hechsher of a psul tumah b'tzibur, then im ola lo yerit. The Ritva, by the way, has a discussion here which is not relevant to us now, but just to mention it, is that we have a principle of Eim Imir Achar Mir El Rabos. And here, if you're multiplying the Ribuyim, I'm sorry, the Miutim, then you should have a Ribuy, but yet he's using it as three separate Ribuyim. And the Ritva says that the principle of El Rabos does not apply here because each one is needed for a separate mute. Now, Rabbi Shimon, in the Brisa here, according to the Gemara, counters and he says, Ola, he's going to have a whole different take on the word Ola. He's going to end up only with one miut here from Vizos. Ola, ainly, I only know the Mizbech Mekajela, Ola Kshera. Minayin l'rabos, how do we know psulim? In the case of behavior that was Nishchata Balaila, Nishpak Doma, Yotze Doma, Chutz L'Kloim, or lon, if it was lina off the mizbeach, or yotze if it was taken chutz lazora, vatame v'she nishchat with a machshav chutz zman or chutz nimkom v'she kibol psulim, or leaving out kabbalah sadam, but zarkos sadam, there was a zrikas psulim, or nitonim lamata, we have most karbonos which require matan damim underneath the chutas sikra, the lower part of the zbech, nitonim lamala. And instead he went ahead and he put the dam lamala minachut, which passes the carbon, or lamala shenisnam lamata, in those few cases of rare chatos that need lamala, he went ahead and he did the matan damim lamata, hanitonim bachutz shenisonam bifnim. Your classical mizbeach that requires nesin stam on the mizbeach achitz, and he went in to the mizbeach apnimi and he did the zrikas adam there, or the other way around, bifnim shenosnam bachutz, and then he has karm pesach or karm chatas shchadam shalol lishma. Minayin, how do we know in all these cases im olu lo yeredu tamilomar toras haola? So the pasuk opens with the words zos toras haola, and toras haola is a ribui of Torah achas l'chol ha'olim. Now it's anything that went on to the mizbeach, whether it's ksherim, whether it's psulim, is im olu lo yeredu. Yochal ani marbe, what about the psulim that were posel from the get-go? It's not that they became posel because of machshav shalol l'shma, because he took the basa this way, it was yotze, it was lod, it was tameh, but it was Rover Nirva, Mukta, Nevar, Esnan, Machir, Kalayim, Trefa, Yotze, Dofen, all these. We apply the principle of Im'olu, of Im'olu, Yeredu. And how do we know that? Talmud Lomar Zos. That's already the mute. that teaches me im olu yeridu. Now, we explained before, if you recall, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're only going to be machshir with Mizbech Makadesh in the case of Psulim Aksherim B'Mokom Acher. So, for example, Kohanim Tmeim Aksherim L'Karben Tzibur. However, let's say the Karben, this Kohen Tomei would be Makabel Adam, is that would be already Ein lem hetu b'macham acher, and therefore, even though it went on to the Mizbeach Yerid, according to Rabbi Shimon, Tosus wants to know, is he, Rabbi Shimon, going to be machshir in all categories of psulim? And that's based on the fact that it's hoya psula b'kodesh. In other words, the shechit itself was kshera, or maybe it's only considered psula b'kodesh if the shechita is ksheira levada, and therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, you can't be machshir if the Kabbalah Saddam was implemented by apostle. According to the first sad in Tosus' understanding of Reb Shimon, all these psulim, in other words, if the Kohen is apostle, his shechita is bekashrus, because we said that apostle who shechts the korban, the shechita is kshera, and therefore we'd apply him olu lo yeridu straight across the board for a psulim, and that's called hoya psula bekodesh. The second side in Tosfos Sofek is that you cannot classify a korban as psula bekodesh simply based on the fact that the shechita itself and only the shechita would be kshera. And Rav Shimon, therefore, according to the second side in Tosus' Sofek, would agree that we cannot be machshir if there was a Kabbal Saddam of Psulim, unless it was Ksherim B'Makom Acher, like the case of Tomei, but not the case of Balmu. Now, notice that Rabbi Shimon in this brisa says there's only one miut, and that's zos. And olu yeridu in the cases of nirva, roveh, etc. Because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the triple miutim drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. He only has zos. Again, you're going to have to figure out what Rabbi Shimon will do with the pasuk hu and the pasuk ha'ola, which are also miyutim. He's going to have to derive something else from those psukim, apparently. Now, the Braisa mentions here Pesach and Chatos because the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim establishes that in these two karbonos, shalolishma passes the karbon. Now, what was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the case of Roveh v'Nirva? If Rabbi Shimon holds Roveh v'Nirva as im olu yeridu, then kolshken Rabbi Yehuda, but yet Rabbi Yehuda only has three miyutim. So Tosus points out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Roveh v'Nirva doesn't need a miyut, as if to say it was pshita than im olu yeridu. But we're not exactly sure why that is so. Now the Gemara, or I should say the Braisa, clarifies why Rav Shimon has this categorization. He's going to use Torah Sa'ola to be marbe all those psulim. He's going to use Zos to exclude all those psulim. Mara Isa, what's the logical distinction here? L'rabos is Elu, u'lahotzi is Elu. So, for example, in Roveh v'Nirma, and Nirva, and all those that I mentioned together with it, we're going to say that there's no din of Mizbeach Makadesh, and we're going to exclude them under the miut of Zos. Achar Shariba HaKosavu Miut. This is on the top of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, meaning since we have both a ribui and a miut, how do you know what you want to be Marbe and what you want to be Mamait? The Ritva points out that the Gemara is asking why you're being memayit roveh nirveh, It doesn't, the Gemara is not bothered by the question about the three cases, the categories of psulim that were mentioned by Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers, Marbanias Elu Shaya Psulim Bakodesh, that they became possible after they arrived in the Azara. Umotzianias Elu Shaloya Psulim Bakodesh, they became possible before they came into the Azara, and therefore the Mizbech is not going to be Makadish, they've been Olu Yerdu. So it's almost as if the Azara grabs on to these psulim and says, yeah, the kiddush through the Azara means it's going to go on to the Mizbeach, not l'chatchila, but if it went on the Mizbeach takes it as lachmo, so to speak. Now, I want you to take a look for a moment at Tosas Divri Amaskil Prat, and Tosas says that there's a Gemara Mesechta Me'ilah at the beginning of the Mesechta that clarifies Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the case of Shkitas Kodshei Kodshim Badorim. We know that Kodshei Kodshim has a requirement of Tzofon, and if he shechted Kodshei Kodshim while standing in the Dorim, the carbon is posel Lagamre. And the Gemara establishes that Ein Haz Mizbech Mekadshon. And it's a little bit strange, says Tosfos says Rabbi Yehuda only has three miyutim, and those three cases come under the halacha of him all yerdu. What right or what ability is Rabbi Yehuda have to extend that to the case of shchitas kachi kachim bedarom? And Tosfos says that there's a different pasuk in Vayikra Yitzayin called dvar ra. That's a ribui for the case of chata sheshachta bedarom, and it could be that Shechita b'dorom, says Tosfos, is a subcategory of Shechita b'chutz la'azara. And we said before that in such a case, it's clear, according to everyone, that Ein HaMizbech Mekadesh, and Rabbi Yehuda is now going to extend it to Shechita b'dorom and Ein HaMizbech Mekadesh. Now, getting back to the ribui and the miut of Rabbi Shimon, right, we have a ribui, which is stam, and we have a miut stam, and we don't know exactly which way to go. So we're going to use the ribui for those which are psulim b'kodesh, which means after that they came into the Azara, and the miut is for lo ayu psulim b'kodesh, where the psul happened before it got into the Azara. So if you take a look, there's a Tosfos here on Pei Dalet on the base Divrei Maskil Umotzei Ani. And he quotes a sugya in Masechta Nida that we don't need the miut of Zos to exclude each one of the psulim that were enumerated here. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, there's only one miut, and that's Zos. And yet there's a whole long list of psulim which are excluded under the word Zos because Ein Psulim B'Kodesh. So Tosfos points out, based on the Gemara Nida, that we have something called Nifsalu Li'achar Shehuklishu. If the psul happened after the Akadosha, then Zos comes to be mamayit all those psulim. If the animal, the kodshim, became possible after the Akadosha, before entering into the Azara, that's Rovev and Nirva, etc. But if there was a psul before he was magdishit, then the Gemara assumes that we need a miut for each one bifnei atzma. And basically what we're saying is that there's no chalos kedushas aguf in the case where the carbon was possible before the Akadosha, and it really remains chulin, and it's pashut in the case of chulin that im ol al mizbeach yered. So now, let's take the case of Muktza or Nevad. We're wondering, how could it be that through Haktza'a, meaning you designated for Avodah Zorah, for a carbon, for Avodah Zorah, or Avodah, or if he worshipped it, it became possible in Mizbech in such a way that im olu lo yerdo. After all, we have a principle of ein adam oser davar shein shelo. Now we've said that these psulim took place after the Akdosha. So a person was magdish a carbon, and then somebody worships it or designates it for avodah zara. What kind of psul could be chal ein adam oser davar shein shelo? And l'chora, even vis-a-vis the Bala carbon himself, who was magdish the carbon, at this point, it's no longer his. So this generates a whole long discussion here. I don't know if we'll have time. Maybe we'll discuss it. But right now, let's go on to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Maisi lei mehacha. He's going to determine the dinim of all the psulim that apply in this price of him. Olu lo yeredu mipnei ma omru lon badam kosher. Now, what happens? He was mashe the dam after shkia sachama balayla chutz lemizbeach. And in this case, we're going to say it's kosher. What do you mean it's kosher? It means that im ola lo yered. So again, if we go back to the Mishnah for a moment, we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda has a psul of nishkata balayla, and that psul means there's no din of mizbeach makadesh, but he doesn't mention anything about lina. And apparently, in the case of lina, Rabbi Yehuda would admit that im olu lo yered, and mizbeach is makadesh. So the Gemara gives a logical explanation for that. Why Rabbi Yehuda is mode in the case of lina? Sharei lan kasha beimurim. In other words, we have a hechsher of lina, not in the case of dam, but in the case of beimurim. Why? Because let's say if dam was left past shkia sachama, that's a psul of lina. But a murim in that same situation, if he left it overnight, then it's kosher. And therefore the mizbeach is makadish them. And now the Gemara is going to make an equation here, establish an analogy between dam and imurim. That just like in the case of lina saimurim, it's kosher. So if you add imurim, let's say the imurim were left overnight outside the mizbeach. Again, if the imurim passed shkia sachama during the night, then obviously the imurim are ksherim. You mach to the imurim during the course of the entire night. However, let's say he left the imurim until after Alos HaShachar the next morning, after daybreak. So here's we have a new din in a murim. So again, dam we said is nifsal b'shkia sachama. A murim don't become possible till Alos HaShachar. Let's say he wasn't machted the murim during the night, and he waited till after Abud HaShachar. Then the emurim become emurim psulim through lina. But yet, im olu, the mizbech is makadesh these emurim, even though there was a shehiyah, he left them belina past alos hashachar. So the Gemara asked me, Nayan, how do you know that one emurim is kosher? That if the emurim were left outside of the mizbech until the next morning, then im olu lo yeredu, the mizbech is makadesh. And the answer is sharei lon kosher bebasar. Now, what does this mean that lon is kosher bebasar? We're talking about a carbon shlamim, which is allowed to be eaten 2 days and one night, meaning that lamachar it can still be eaten. So there's no psul of lina. And in that case, we find a heksha lina b'makom acher. And from this heksha lina b'makom acher, in the case where he left the basa for tomorrow in shlamim, we can be machsher even a murim that they were left overnight past Amud HaShachar and Olu al HaMizbech lo yerdu. So basically, from the fact that we find that the Mizbech b'di'evi would be Mekadish Emurim Sheshol li'achar alos HaShachar, and that's derived from the Hekshav b'makom Acher Shlomim, then we're going to derive the conclusion that if there was Lina in the Dam, which would mean Peshkiyas HaChama, the principle would be that Mizbech is Mekadish Em Olu lo Yerit. Now here we have Tosfos Divrei HaMashkel Hagah Yotze, which is towards the end of the daf, and he asks Akasha, he says, why does the Gemara derive the din of Dam Shalon from the din of Emurim Shalonu, and then the din of Emurim Shalonu from the din of Basar in the case of Basar Shlomim? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to derive both the din of Dam with Shehiyah of Lina and the din as well of Emurim of Shehiyah? Each one is a different time period, whether it's Shkia, whether it's Alos HaShachar. Derive them both directly from Basar. He also has a kasha from a Gemara back on Daf Nun Aleph, where the Gemara says that we don't derive the din of Dam Shalon after Shkia Sacham from the din of Emurim Shesholi Achar Shkia Sacham, because there's no psul even lechatchila of Haktar Seimurim, there's Kol HaLaila. But rather, we're going to derive a murim sheshol ad acher alos hashachar. Then it became pasul, and then we're going to derive from the din of a murim. We're going to derive, the din of a murim for the din of basa shlomim, which is nech aliachar alos hashachar. And why do we need that din? Why don't we just say that, just like we find in a murim that it's ksheira, the Akhtar is Kshiri after Shkiyas HaChama, so too in the case of Dam Sheshoha, there's no Psul B'di'evet, and Ephraim Olo Lo Yerid. So just to give you a gist of Tosfos' answer, he says the following, that since the Hekshar Adam is considered Chamur, therefore we're not going to derive the Dinim of Hekshar Adam from the case of Shlomim, but rather from something that's possible. So you could derive it from a murim. So Dam could be a derivative of a murim, where a murim became possible after Alos HaShachar through Lina. But to derive it directly from Shlomim, where the Shlomim is kosher legamrei to eat it tomorrow, that's not going to be a solid basis to derive conclusions about Dam, because Dam is Chomer. So we can only derive a Murim from Shlomim, because a Murim is less Chomer than Dam. And therefore, once we derive a Murim that even after Alos HaShachar, that it can possibly lean up the Mizbech, is Mekadish Nem B'Di'evet, then from that case of Possel, we can derive Dam. But a Murim, again, is not so Chomer, and therefore you could derive the din of Im Olu Lo Yerdu from Basa Shlomim, even though Basa Shlomim were Hukshru Lekach. Now, the Gemara now addresses the case of a Mure Karbon, not in the case of Lina, but in the case of Yotze. And can we apply the principle of Im Olu Lo Yerdu? And if we could find a Hekshir B'makom Acher in the case of Yotze, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Im Olu Lo Yerdu as far as Yotze is concerned. And again, we're talking about Yotze of Basar. Because again, if we go back to the Mishnah, we know that Yotze Adama Chutz L'Klaim Chutz Azara is Im Olsa Teret, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we're talking now about Basar. Where do we find a Hekshar of Basar as far as the Psul Yotze is concerned? Shayotze kosher b'bama. That if you're makriv on top of a bama, there's no such thing as a Psul Yotze of Chutz L'Kloim. The whole globe is kosher for Shechita b'bama. There's no Yotze in bama. There are no mechitzas at all. And that's what Rashi says in Masechta Menachos. He says, Yotze kosher b'bama l'fi shalohoyesham kloim. Now again, just to review what we already know about Bama, the Heter Bama applies up to, in Jewish history, up to the moment of Hakamas HaMishkan. After Hakamas HaMishkan, there was an Isur Bama, and when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they were Matir Bamos. So for example, when the Mishkan was built in Gilgal, in Nov, and Givon, there was no Aron in the Mishkan, and therefore there was no Iser Akrav B'Bama, but at the time of the Mishkan Shiloh, when they had the Aron, there was an Iser Bama, and after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, at the time of Shlomo Melech, there was Nesra Bamos Li'olam. Now Rashi, Divra Maskel Yotze, says that Lo Hichshir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is only Machshir a Vare Ola or a Murim Kodshim Shiyotzu, but Dam Shiyotzu Chutz is Eino Kosher Afilu B'Dieved, and that we've already clarified, that was one of the three Mi'utim. And the Mi'ut was for Yotze Dam, and therefore him also Terit. Tosas asks a Kasha here. Why should Rabbi Yehuda pasul dam shiyotze chutz l'kloim? There's a hechsher in Bama, where Bama has no kloim. And again, Tosas is going to assume that the laws of dam apply in a different way because of the chumer of dam. And we're not going to say that to the same extent that Rabbi Yehuda's machshir in the basar, or the emurim of yotze, through mizbech makadish. He's going to apply the same hechsher, and based on Bama, he's going to apply the same logic to Yotze B'Dam. And the answer is because Hechsher Dam Chomer Hu, the Ein Lulomdo Me Heter B'Bama. Notice you need a Heter B'Fnim in the Migdash and not B'Chutz in the Bama. Tosfos also says the Hechsher Dam is Chomer, and we do not learn any Heter unless you find a Hechsher B'Makom Acher Nidover Shehechshero B'Kach. She'ein hechsher b'kach, excuse me. Bama is hechsher b'kach. There was no such thing as kloim with regard to Bama. So that logic is going to preclude dam she'yotze chutz lazor. And they have him ola tered according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now why does Rabbi Yehuda agree in the case of Tomei? Let's say the emurim became Tomei. And we're going to say the hechsher is that im olu lo yered mizbech mekadesh, and the Gemara explains because hol v'huta l'avodas tzibur, that the tzibur are permitted to be makriv the karbonos bituma under again certain strict conditions. This is all based on the sugim psochim davayin zayin, which is called tuma hutra bitzibur, that mutal chatchila you could be makriv karbonos bituma. Again, there's one man the Gemara says tuma dechuya bitzibur. Our sugya seems to be assuming hutra b'tzibur, however hutar lavodas tzibur, is therefore going to be matir, the case of tomei, even in a korban yachid, and the mizbech is going to be makadosh. Again, as far as tumas mes and tumas sheretz is concerned, we have to know exactly what the dinim are, but in the case of alkeri mitzora, which is called tumah yotzis megufan, that's like Zorim, and then Aksher B'Karbonos HaTzibur Im Avdu is Ola Yered. Now the Gemara says Chutz L'Zmano, he shechted the Karbon with the Machshava Chutz L'Zmano, then B'Dievet Im Ola Lo Yered, the Mizbech is Mekadish Hol Umaratza L'Pigulo. And this is a fascinating Gemara here, Hol Umaratza L'Pigulo, that the Shechit itself, paradoxically, if you can use this terminology, is Machshir the Zrika Sadam. The Shechit, which was done with the Machshava Chutz Zmano, is Machshir look for a Hechshir Mokamacher, is Machshir the Zrika Sadam. And what does that mean? Paradoxically, the Hechshir of the Shechit vis-a-vis the Zrika Sadam means that it's going to generate Pigul with an Isur Kares, Achila B'Kares. Now, this Gemara is based on a Mishnah back on Daf Chav Tes that establishes the restrictions of Pigul in the case of Machshavas Chutzos Mano. We need what's called Ashikarev Kol Amatirim Kimitzvason. Knows all the avodas have to be done behechsher. If there's any other psul, in addition to the Machshavas Chutzos Mano of the Shechita, then there's no chalos pigul. So basically now the Zrika, if it's done behechsher, is going to generate the chalos pigul once he finishes the Zrika, which is the last of the avodos, and it means that the person who eats this basar is chayiv kares. If there was a psul in any of the other avodos, it would not become pigul despite the machshevas chutzos mano. It would be possible, but it would not be pigul with an isur kares. So it comes out that the behema, which was now shechted with the machshevas chutzos mano, later when he gets to the Zrika Saddam, the Zrika is judged as a Zrika Kshera if we want to set up Pigul. And once we're dealing with a Zrika Kshera, then we're going to apply the principle of Im Olu Lo Yerdu, and paradoxically the Mizbech is going to be Makadesh. Now we have a Korban that was shechted with the Machshava Chutzos Mano. And once again, we're going to say that b'di'eved we can be machshir the korban if it was placed on top of the mizbech. Hol the iskash lechutz lizmano. So we have a hekesh. This is a gemara back on Daf Yudalid that darshens the poskim vayikra zayin. It says im ha'achel yochel mi psar zevach shlom v'yom ha'shlishi pigul hu. And the drasha is that yom ha'shlishi is called the machsheves chutz lizmano and pigul yeh. Is a ribui for chutzim komo. So we have a hekesh between chutzim zmano, chutzim komo, and just like in chutzim zmano, we've already established the whole miratzibli pigulo im ololo yeret, so too in the case of machsheves chutzim komo im ololo yeret. Now one could ask a question, why do you need this hekesh? Why not derive the halacha mizbech makadesh in the case of machsheves chutzim zmano from heksher b'makom acher l'gabei boma? Because there's no such thing as chutzim komo in a case of a boma, because it has no mechitzos. So Tosis raises this question in the same Tosis we mentioned before, and he says that since dam is chamur, we don't derive any conclusions about the mezbeach being mekadesh psulim based on a bamem atzinu from a heksher b'makom acher in the case of boma. Regarding a machsheves chutzim komo and a boma, we're not going to derive that in a hekesh from shechita with a machsheves chutzim mano. And I think what Tosfos has in mind here is that the shechita is makadish the dam, and with regard to dam which is chomer, we don't derive conclusions of a heksher b'makom acher from a case of boma where there was no climb at all. Now the Gemara establishes that kiblo psulim vizarko as domo. What are we going to say about the case where a kohen who's posel for avoda is zorik the dam of the mizbeach? Is Rabbi Yehuda going to hold that in this case ain't a mizbeach kolto? And that was one of the cases which was omitted from the Mishnah. Apparently, in the case of a posel, let's say, for example, the Tzar was Zorek the Dam. That's someone who's posel avod b'chol makom. He's not a Kohen. And in this kind of scenario, Einam Mizbech Makadesh, and Olu Yerit. The Mizbech cannot be Makadesh, a Korban, which was brought by a Tzar. Again, you might ask a question, isn't there a Heter in Bama? Because the Tzar is koshel akrov v'bom even l'chatchila, and Tosfos says al pidarkam l'shitasam that we don't learn the dinim of dam which is chomor from a place where it's hechsher b'kach like boma. But be that as it may, this case is so fundamental that im ola yered and there's no mizbech mekadesh that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even include it amongst his three miyutim. However, there is a case, a category where Rabbi Yehuda agrees that im olu lo yered, the mizbech is kolet, even though the avodah was done by apostle, bahanach psulim de chazul avodas tzibur. in the case, the rare cases of those psulim which are royal avodas tzibur. For example, let's say the tmeim, a tamei, was mekabel adam, and then he did the zrika. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if that was brought onto the zbech, lo yered, because we have a hechsher b'makom acher, the tzibur is rashoi, is allowed to be makriv a karban b'tzibur in the case of tumah hutra b'tzibur. And therefore, even in the case of a yachid, if the tamei did the avoda and the karma was brought on the mizbeach, then lo yered. But again, keep in mind that that's only a psul of tuma, which has a hechsher b'makom acher. But in the case of a zar, there, if he did the avoda, Rabbi Yehuda would say him ola yered, because there's no hechsher b'makom acher. The Gemara asks the following kasha on the brisa: v'chidonim dover shelo bechsheru midover shebechsheru. Can you really learn from a hechsher b'makom acher to a case of something that was done shelo kiddin? For example, how do you learn that the mizbeach is mekadesh emurim shalonu based on besar shlomim, which are mutar b'achila for the next day, shelayla shnei yomim v'layla achas? After all, the din in shlomim is hechsheru b'kach. And that's l'chadchila, you eat the carbon shlomim for 2 days, there's no psul at all. In the case of emurim, there's no echsherim b'kach, because if you're not makter emurim on that day, or at least during the night that follows the day of shechita, then once it reaches halos hashachar the next day, it's posel, and that's it, gandik. There's no way of salvaging these emurim. So how can we derive that of im olu lo yeredim mizbech b'kadesh from the case of shlomim? That's hechsheru b'kach. So the Gemara gives the following answer: Tana azos toras haola riba samachle. Really, you want to know why in the case of lina, and he left the emurim for past amud hashachar, why im olu lo yeredu? That's based on the ribui of zos toras haola, which Rabbi Shimon used as a broadening the scope of the power of the Mizbech to be Mekadesh and Im Olo Lo Yered. Because we said before that Zos Torah Sa'ola is going to teach me Riba Torah Achas L'chol Olim Shem Olo Lo Yered. The only problem is that since we have the drasha from Zos, right, leaving out Torah Sa'ola for a second, but Zos, and we also had, according to Rabbi Yehuda, two other miyutim of hu and ha'ola, to indicate that there are three psulim. So we need to explain why we have a ribui, and when we should have a ribui from zos. I'm sorry, from zos toras, and when we should have a miyut from zos or hu or ha'ola. Which one is coming to be marba, which goes to be mamayit? So therefore, the Tana gives us this klal as an esmachta, that if we find a hechsher b'makom acher, then the mizbech is mekadesh imol lo yered. But if there's no hechsher b'makom acher, the mizbech is not mekadesh. In other words, Mitzad Asvara was saying that if we find a hechsher b'makom acher, then we really, it makes no sense to derive a dover shelo behechsher from a dover shebehechshero. For example, to derive a murim shelonu past amud hashachar from the case of shlomim past amud hashachar, where there's a hechsher and a mitzvah lechatchila to eat the karban and chiyuv to eat the karban shlomim tomorrow, or for the example we spoke about yotzei, and we're going to say hechshero b'makom acher because of bama, when bama has no mechitzos, it's very difficult to say that's called hechshera. But rather, once the Torah has a ribui of Torah Sa'ola to teach me that olu lo yeredu, and then we have a miut with regard to certain psulim based on vizos, he and ha'ola. So we have the, you know, the Torah is saying that ha'ola is a ribui, and then these three miutim, which are going to exclude certain psulim. Now, all we have to know is exactly which psulim do the Torah have in mind to be marben, which do the Torah have in mind to be mamayit. As far as that's concerned, we can set it up or formulate this din or this categorization of hechsheru b'makom acher and ein hechsheru b'makom acher. We're not going to go into the distinction between hechsheru b'kach or not. So when we find a psul and it has a hechsheru b'makom acher, we're going to say that that's what the Torah had in mind when it gave us the ribui of Torahs. It's coming to be machshir the korban like a regular korban ola that was kosher. Again, we're talking about apostle now, but im ola lo yered. So this is not the svar that really gives us the din. It produces the din in these two categories of when we say im ola lo yered or im ola yered, but rather once we have to juggle the miut versus the ribui, and we don't know what to exclude and what to include, we're going to use this categorization in order to figure out the Kavanas HaTorah. Okay, Rabbi Osei, we're up to Amar Rabbi Yochanan here on Peidalid Amid Beis, and this is two lines before the end of the Amud, and we'll pick this up from Yitzhak Shem in the next year.